Good morning, everybody. It's Mike Palm from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Great to have you with us on the MIC, the Morning Information Center. Hey, joining me in studio this morning is Jennifer Wheeler and Seth Hickey. Jen is the president of the Exeter Area Chamber of Commerce, and Seth is the Parks and Recreation Director for the Town of Stratham. Jen, Seth, welcome. Jen, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Seth, thank you for joining us today in studio.
Excited to be here, Mike. Thank you.
All right, Jen, I have to tell you, this is, the third year of the Great Bay Food Truck Festival coming up on May 6th. At Stratham Hill Park in Stratham. Big event for the Chamber and for the Seacoast. It's a big event, isn't it?
It is. It's a big event for the Chamber. It's a big event for Stratham. It's a big event for the Exeter area, for the Seacoast. It's a great opportunity for people to come together, celebrate spring, get to see a little bit about what this community has to offer, and just have a good time.
Yeah, and I know that the role of chambers of commerce is, for people who don't understand that, you know, as the executive director, as president of the Exeter Chamber of Commerce, what do you see the role of the chamber being within the community?
So Exeter Chamber of Commerce is, the mission of the Exeter Chamber of Commerce is to engage businesses in the community to enhance commerce and culture. So we see the chamber's role as really one of a convener and a facilitator of connection between people in the community, businesses in the community, and businesses with businesses.
So, Seth, talk a little bit about the Great Bay Food Truck Festival. May 6th is going to be at the Stratham Hill Park, where they used to have the Stratham Fair. Unfortunately, the Stratham Fair doesn't exist anymore, which is kind of sad, because that was a big fair around New Hampshire Seacoast area. A lot of people came to that. I remember broadcasting years there many, many times. But talk about it. It's at the same location as the old Stratham Fair.
Yeah, Mike, we're going to set up in the front field. We're going to have 25 food trucks there on May 6th. Really excited about it. I'm excited to be partnering with a lot of these restaurants, to be pulling them in. We're excited to welcome the Old Salt for our beer garden this year, which will be new. It should be a good addition to the event. I think it's a very family-friendly event, and it should be a good time for everybody.
Yeah, as the head of the Parks and Recreation Department for the town of Stratham, do you have any say as to what type of events you'd like to see at this particular food truck festival? Do you bring in other events for families and for kids just to keep their attention and keep them occupied during the day?
I think the group has done a lot of consideration as far as what we're going to be bringing in and making sure that we've got a good variety for all ages at the event, and should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Jen, so it's one day, May 6th. What are the hours for this?
12 to 4 with a VIP session from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock and general admission starting at 1.
So what is the VIP session? What does that entail?
The VIP session is limited access, gets you in early to the festival to enjoy some of the trucks and the beer garden and the events and the activities that we have before everybody else comes in.
Okay. And people say, I mean, is this money being raised for certain funds that for activities, future programs for the Exeter Chamber?
Well, actually, the proceeds from this event go to support programs and services by Stratham Parks and Recreation and the Exeter Area Chamber. So it goes right back into the community.
So when we talk about Exeter Area Chamber, what other cities and towns are involved with the Exeter Chamber?
So the Exeter Area Chamber covers 10 communities, Exeter, Stratham, Brentwood, Newfields, East Kingston, and Kensington, as well as Epping, Raymond, Newmarket, and Kingston.
There you go.
There we go.
Can't forget Kingston.
I have to, I count on my hands, as you see.
I have to attest to that. She was counting on her fingers because there are a lot of towns. Well, a great community support. So this is not just for people in those 10 towns, but for people anywhere around New Hampshire or Southern Maine or Massachusetts to come up.
Yeah, it is. And what we've seen and heard from our local businesses during these kinds of large community events, they also see an increase in customers that come in. So, you know, people will go to the food truck festival. They'll stop on the way for maybe something for breakfast, while they're waiting. And they'll stop somewhere on the way home, maybe to do some shopping or to continue the fun that they had at the food truck festival. So it really is a great opportunity for the community and as well as for the region.
Yeah, you know what I like? Food truck festivals have become so popular because I went to a few before COVID, and now they're starting to come back again. We're still trying to get back into some sort of sense of normalcy now. And I loved them. I thought it was great. Can you share what type of food trucks are going to be there, either you guys?
Oh my gosh, we've got over 25 trucks coming. They're all really unique. I'd encourage everyone to go to greatbayfoodtruckfestival.com for the list of all the food trucks. Any kind of food that's out there, I think we're going to have. We've got pizza and sandwiches and seafood and barbecue.
I'm always excited for the barbecue trucks.
Yeah.
The barbecue
yeah.
trucks.
Yeah. Just barbecue.
It's just a nice festival type atmosphere there, and it's a lot of fun. And being able to go around and try different foods mm-hmm. From all the different trucks is just a lot of fun. It's a good community event.
And do you sense that some of the trucks are coming outside of the state to be a part of this festival as well, as opposed to, in addition to some of the local vendors as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most of the trucks, of them, they're all from New England for the most part.
Right.
But
yeah.
Some are coming from Maine, some are coming from Mass, others are coming from New Hampshire. So it's really interesting to see this collaboration between the food trucks. And I think that that's really the word that I like to use to describe this event. It really is a true partnership and a collaboration, not only between the Chamber and Parks and Rec, but also between others in the community, between the trucks, between our sponsors, between our people that are doing activities. And everybody just has the same goal in mind, which is to have a great day and make it a fun event.
Should be a great day. Jennifer Wheeler joining us. She's the president of the Exeter Area Chamber of Commerce. And Seth Hickey, also in studio with us this morning from the Parks and Recreation. He's the director for the town of Stratham. Very good. So once again, let's give the people the facts and figures. It's the Great Bay Food Truck and Festival, one day only on May 6th, correct? The times again?
12 to 4. Stratham Hill Park.
All right. And people can get tickets how?
They can get tickets and find out more information about parking and what trucks are going to be attending at www.greatbayfoodtruckfestival.com. That's greatbayfoodtruckfestival.com.
All right. Sounds good. Congratulations on another successful year with the Chamber.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the Great Bay Food Truck Festival May 6th. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Jen. Good to have
you
with us.
Thank you.